That's awesome.
That's awesome.
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 Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome. That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man?
How are you, dude?
Don't make me laugh right before your intro.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I dragged my areola. Well, you know how runners have to wear, like, well, they wear Band-Aids over their nipples so they don't chafe on their running shirt.
Did you chafe your nipple on my doorknob?
I was rushing, and that always gets me in trouble. I was rushing, and I was trying to squeeze through your door because we have some like noise protection, some insulation, so we don't. So I swear something jumped out and bit me.
Bit me
on the nipple.
Well, that thing is the problem is that thing's sticking out too much.
Well, I'm excited to see is really what
it is. Are you doing put too many push-ups?
Maybe if I did more, they'd be a little more taut.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get you some support.
Yes. Well, welcome to That's Awesome, everybody.
That is awesome.
It is, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. We're back from tour.
Back from a great tour.
So the unique thing about today,
yes,
is that, you know, sometimes we record episodes and they air weeks in advance. This one, I have to edit and turn around and upload tonight.
For tomorrow.
So this is as live as we're going to get.
That's it, man. And the tour was great.
It was awesome.
There was no really big mishap, so.
Right.
We have no
that
stories.
That you heard about.
That I heard about. I'm sure there's plenty on Facebook and Twitter.
Right, exactly. So we're back in our home areas.
Yep.
And we're very lucky to be joined by somebody today. Somebody that we've known for a long time.
Someone that we've seen get older and bloom, blossom, and whatnot. And win more Emmys than you.
That's for dang sure. It doesn't take much, but well done, you. Lexi Ainsworth is with us today.
Hi, guys.
Look at
that's
that.
That's the Lexi alarm now I have.
Christina.
Just calm down. Don't say it that way, you old weird man.
I wasn't weird at all. I'm just
Christina.
She's been a part of our family for a really long time.
She's amazing.
Yeah, right?
Lexi is the best.
Yeah. No. So how old are you when you started on the show? Is that weird?
No.
Okay. All right.
How about let her say hi?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
There you go, Lexi.
Now that has been accomplished.
I started when I was 16.
Yeah.
The day I booked General Hospital was the same day I got my driver's license.
Wow, that's a great day. Yeah, that is.
And are you still driving?
I'm still driving.
Okay, good.
All right, and you're still in GH, so
perfect. So how old are you now?
I'm 26.
Wow, 10 years. Nice.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Off and on, but
right.
yes. But
oh, I hear that, kid. I hear that. So now, when you booked the show at 16.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Oklahoma City.
Right. And
oh, you are?
Knew that.
No, I didn't know you were from OKC. I love OKC.
I feel like we've talked about this.
We may have years ago.
Okay.
And you can't, you know, I can't be held responsible for that.
It's all good.
Too much hairspray and it ends up seeping in.
But Oklahoma City, because my wife showed horses and we would go there every year for the big event. And it was always fun to stay in Oklahoma City. Love it. So
that's
anyway.
Awesome. Yes. Great to hear.
Go Thunder.
Yeah. Yes.
Although when you were living there more of the time, they weren't there.
No.
People love sports talk on our podcast. It's crazy how much our listeners go crazy for sports talk.
They do not.
Sports ball.
At all. They hate it.
So Oklahoma City, now you were there from when, like, baby time to when?
Baby time to about 11 is when I started coming out to LA with my mom for pilot season. And then it just became more and more time out here. So a couple months here, a couple months back home. And then I was homeschooled for that part of my life for middle school, basically. And then for high school, I really wanted to be in a normal high school. And so my parents kind of gave me the decision of whether I wanted to do high school in Oklahoma or L.A.
Wow.
So they were willing
to move here.
Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
so
pretty cool.
I'm very, very lucky, very supportive parents. And it was tough at that age because all my friends were back home.
Yeah.
But I had started to build some friendships here. And ultimately what I wanted to do was act. So I made the decision to stay in L.A. And it's the best decision I've ever made.
So far.
Good for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So what was it? What happened in those first 11 years that made you as an 11-year-old go, well, gosh, I guess I got to go to L.A.? Like, that doesn't happen to every 11-year-old.
No, I think I just had a lot of energy as a child. So much energy. My parents put me into everything. So I tried every sport. I gravitated more towards ballet, which was like – then led me into, like, the performing arts, like theater,
sure.
musical theater. And yeah. then there was only one on-camera acting class there. So then I took that class, and there was a manager from L.A. that was doing a workshop in Oklahoma. And she does the summer program in L.A., and I convinced my mom somehow to do it with me, to bring me out to L.A. for the summer. And at the end of the program, which we didn't know, was that there was a showcase with agents, and I got an agent. And we were like, well, this is fun. I got to go back to school now and, you know,
right.
live my life. And
the agent was like, no.
Yeah, they're like, you're signed with us now. You have
yeah.
to stay here.
Yes.
And then became the back and forth thing.
So that kind of decision was made after that showcase.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's how I don't even know if they do showcases anymore, but that's how I got my agent, was the same exact way, was
yeah.
did a showcase and agent showed up like, hey, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
but
I think,
that's,
I mean, now you have to have a YouTube channel, I guess. I don't know. No, but when I went to college, the end of my 4 years of college, we had a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they would still do that, right? Because you still kind of want to see people in person. If I'm a casting director, I want to like, I want to
yeah.
see like new talent coming up and not yeah. just rely on, you know. Tapes on audition. And,
I know you. I mean, obviously they have submissions from probably all ages from all over the world. So, you know, new talent is landing in their lap. But at the same time, you gotta assume that all the people that would be right for your project might not be a part of that system yet, right? And like
sure.
especially, and you know, there's great universities and training programs that I'm sure agents and managers and casting directors trust. To
mm-hmm.
do to find those talents and make them enrich those talents and make them ready to work.
Yeah. Know? So we were just talking right before we started the podcast. I was asking her how her break was. So we just got off a break.
Yes.
3 weeks, holiday break. Awesome. And you said you're a big skier.
I am a big skier. Growing up, Colorado was where I started skiing when I was 3. And my dad and I are big skiers. So I grew up skiing like Crested Butte, Beaver Creek, Vail area.
It's not Crested Butte, huh? It's Crested Butte, huh?
Crested Butte.
I'm glad that was clarified for me.
Yes. Don't say that there.
Okay. All right.
That takes you a different part of town.
Crested
Butte.
No.
You don't want to go to that part of town.
Okay. Sorry.
But this year was our first year going to Aspen. So that's
oh,
where
wow.
my parents and I spent Christmas.
Whoop, whoop. You did, huh?
Yeah.
That's where my honeymoon
really?
Was Aspen.
In the summer or
that
the winter?
Beautiful.
Winter. January.
Oh,
my
wow.
my anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh, that's
what?
Right.
20 years, yeah.
Wow.
It's a crazy town, dude.
Crazy, right? 20 years.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. But Aspen's, I love it. It was so amazing when we went because obviously it was snowing and...
It's
just
magical.
Such a. Have you been to Aspen?
Never.
Yeah, it's
the
a.
Main
it's such a cool.
Is
it's
so
such
cool.
a cool place to visit.
I've
for
never.
Sure.
I've never skied west of the Mississippi, and I hear it's a lot better.
Yes, it is. But
really
no,
friendly people.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
And there's no
there.
Ice, right? There's no like. So on the East Coast, the base layer is a sheet of ice, and then it'll
yeah.
snow on top of it. But then by the end of the day,
it's
all
again.
Skied off, and
yeah.
you're skiing on ice again, and which is it's hard to make turns on ice. So,
but where did you ski?
I grew up in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's...
I've never done East Coast skiing.
Yeah, well, after doing only West Coast, I don't think I'd recommend it. I think you'll just be disappointed.
Yeah, pretty much.
So your first run on the show was how many years?
I guess it was 2.5 years.
2.5, all right, and then a break.
And then many years in between
right.
that.
Yeah.
And there's big changes going on here.
Sure.
And... And then I started back, I think, like in 2016.
Okay.
Right.
Right. 20, yeah. Wow.
And then
there was another break of sorts.
Yeah, like 9 month break. I was working on another show for a bit, and then I did 5 episodes of the show on TNT.
Oh, cool. Which one?
Yeah, it was with the same one.
Major
Brandon.
Crimes.
Major Crimes. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you see Brandon there? Brandon Barash?
I think he was before her.
He was before.
I was the last five of the whole show. So it was in the series finale.
How was that? I mean, for you, how was that? Because obviously we've talked about doing prime time as opposed to daytime. How was that? And I know you've done a lot of guest stuff anyway, so you're not, you know, it's not new to you. But from your perspective, how is it different and what do you like better? And just so the, you know, fans listening can kind of get a fresh perspective.
I mean, being on a soap, it's a very fast paced, mm-hmm. which there are pros and cons to that. You're not waiting around in your dressing room all day.
Right.
You know, you're always pretty much on set when you're here. Because it's multi-camera, so we get everything in one take, whereas on primetime, you've got to stop, reset, change the angles, and it's a much longer process, which there are, you know, there are upsides and downsides to it. But I think, I mean, the hours working here on General Hospital, and I'm sure other soaps, are amazing. We never really work past 9.
Past seven, which is great.
It's amazing. Like,
yeah, it is.
That's what I love. I mean, one of the things that I love about working here is like you can actually have like a normal schedule
and a normal life outside of that.
Yeah, yeah. Especially for people who have families, it's great.
It is.
Yeah. So that's probably the biggest difference, I would say.
There's better food on primetime, right?
There is. I mean, there's food.
There's food. Any food is better than none food.
There's food.
Yeah.
Except when Steve Burton brings in the In-N-Out truck.
Right, which
is... So we thank Steve for
that.
Today's
a lucky day. Sometimes Steve... A lot of times Steve does nice
things. I skipped it, though, today.
I know.
Well, you're I had two double-doubles. It was amazing. I think that was my calories for the week.
For the week, right?
Yeah. We do have a gym here. I don't know if other sets I've never explored, but we do have a gym.
Also, you've been in there, right?
Yeah.
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 It's amazing.
You want to know how that got here?
Bradford.
Steve, right?
Yeah, me. No. I was going to say.
You set it up like it could have gone either way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right next to the gym is a wine cellar.
That's right.
And that's where Bradford is.
That was me.
No,
really?
No, I'm kidding, Lexi. No,
there's not.
That would be amazing.
That's where everyone would be then.
It used to be the opium. It used to be the opium den, but for the 2000s, I made it into the wine cellar.
Where Luke DeLore started, it was the opium den.
Oh, my God.
Faison was in there, Luke and Laura.
I'm trying to class up the joint.
I know. Come on,
man. You could have tastings in there.
But have you been? You've been in the gym.
You've
come to get me in the gym.
Have you worked out in the gym?
Well, I mean, sometimes trying to get his attention while he's working out is a workout. but that is as close
he's
as
doing
I've gotten.
Jumping jack.
Well, back when I first came here. Like, oh, there's a gym, and we'll give you a sweet deal to join. The initiation fee is only $1,200, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll keep drinking wine in the back.
What? Was it really initiation fee, dude? Stupid.
He was just messing with
He's
you, right?
He's lying. This guy's looking for any excuse not to go to a gym. Hey, here's a free gym. No thanks.
But yeah, no, there are a list of amenities here. Food is not one of them.
I can work out here, and then we have showers here as well.
That's
so it's
true.
Great
it's
if you true. Really want to squeeze a workout in.
Yeah,
right.
It's great.
Well, because, yeah, when you're on a primetime set, you're in a trailer, and if there is water, it's from somebody's pumping it with their hands
in
the back.
That's the only thing I forgot. Yeah, we have actual dressing rooms here that are in a building.
Right. With, like, real plumbing.
Real toilets.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have the full human experience in this building and not feel bad about it.
Okay, thank you. We always have to stop you from talking. Every show. This is like on the road. It's all freaking pee-pee-poo-poo jokes. You always go back. You're like having a... fourth son.
How many kids do you have?
I have two little girls. Yeah. It's all...
So,
I know. I have three kids. I got this guy on the road. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
So, speaking of working out, you are heavily into yoga.
Yes.
So, what does that even mean? I stretch. Is that yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be classified as yoga.
Okay.
In 2014, I did my 200-hour certification. I had a lot of time off where I wasn't really working on anything, and I just didn't want to sit around, and I wanted to be productive in some way. And it was more for me than for other people initially with the 200, because I didn't even think that I would want to teach. And then it took me 4 years to do the 300 hour.
Wow. So you're a 500 hour now.
I am 500 hour. Jeez, that's
amazing. Yeah, my wife is too.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, where'd you do it?
Through Yoga Works.
Yeah, so did she. She did her 200 hour in New York and her 300 hour here.
That's awesome.
That I had no idea. That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool, dude. Well, she was telling me she's starting a little business out there teaching. And
oh, cool.
Teaching the poses. And
yep, teaching the poses.
Barking dog. What is it? Barking dog?
That's it. That's the big one. Yep.
Downward facing dog.
Got it. Sorry.
It'll make
I knew there was like up, down, tiger. Is there like different?
Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Okay. You know.
Your muscles will start barking at you.
Yeah, I know. So don't, you know what? Don't even start with me. So, because I was looking up poses because I stretch. So I know that's not really yoga.
Well, I mean, if stretching while
you've
breathing.
You've got double pigeon, single
but
pigeon.
I couldn't believe the names of these things, dude.
Well, yeah. Well, some
the
of
yoga
them.
Yoga poses.
Well, some of them are not in English.
The dolphin pose.
Oh, well, some are.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
do we know what the dolphin pose
have,
is?
All of them have Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Okay, names. So the corpse pose.
Shavasana.
You've created a lot of corpse poses on this show.
And my acting. Yeah, my acting is a corpse
pose. Dude, that's what you should do. You should shoot somebody and then be like,
corpse pose.
Shavasana.
Can you imagine every time shot someone, I just said a yoga pose? Yeah. Because there's one that says, I saw one that says fish. Is there a fish pose?
Is it Marichasana?
So you just lay there like a fish?
No.
Like a dead fish.
It's not a resting.
Oh, you flip like a fish. You go from front to back like you're on the boat, like fish, but like back and forth.
Flap, 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 flap.
No.
That's not or like easy. When you, like what you didn't do when you got shot in the back and dumped into the water. You didn't swim like a fish. You swam with the fish.
No, I sank straight down. There's got to be a post for that.
Until Peter Heinrich August grabbed you.
Yes, supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He just lowered his beard into the water and you grabbed it.
Oh, dude, I skied on that thing. He was on a speedboat, and I was behind him on his beard. He freaking skied on that beard.
It was like tubing, but bearded.
Dude, there was one that was not nice.
Yeah?
I don't want to see the person that this thing was named after this pose.
Okay.
The cow face pose.
The cow face pose?
Cow
it doesn't
face.
Look like a cow. It's just.
But it's a cow face. Who did they name that after? I don't want to see this person. Cow face pose.
Cows are
probably
adorable.
After a cow, like an actual cow, not a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. It's pretty. I mean, there's a lot of. You had to learn all these?
Yes.
That is amazing, dude.
Yeah, I have a whole book.
I'm like scrolling down. This is
lots
crazy.
Of
that's awesome.
Ain't it?
It is. It really is.
Yeah, it
it's
is really
so cool.
cool
that she's doing that.
Well, and that becomes, I mean, such a. The practice becomes a part of your life. It's not just a vocation.
Exactly.
It's not just it's how you live, right?
Right. Yoga is not just the asana, which asana is the physical practice, but it is a way of being. The physical practice is supposed to basically still the fluctuations of the mind. Then you kind of work on breath, the pranayama, which then helps you get into a seated meditation practice.
Right.
So it's kind of, there are all these stepping stones to kind of get to a place of going inward.
Right. Well, and Steve, you like to meditate.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I.
Absolutely.
So you know when you're sitting there meditating, you're like, God, my back hurts. God,
well, no,
my
I stretch while
hurts.
I do. I'm just not doing yoga poses.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Well, she is the most centered being we've had in your room.
She is.
Yeah.
She's very, she's like a little Yoda.
Yeah.
Like she's really centered.
Yeah. So I.
But she's so fun to work with too, by the way.
That's true. I don't think
guys.
I've worked. I mean.
It's been a while
it's
since
been
you've
a, It's been a piece. Yeah. I think I'm kind of involved in a little bit of a storyline. And you're a part of it. So cool.
So hopefully we'll have scenes together.
Yeah,
totally.
So she's, Bradford's investigating Shiloh.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
So for us on camera now because we're shooting that stuff.
I'm investigating him a little off camera.
You
too.
Are.
I'm
you're
trying.
Way, you're
I'm
way
trying
investigating
to,
off camera.
I'm really, really trying to take this storyline, you know, as seriously as I can take it. So I'm looking into Kobe. I'm getting.
But both of you have interrupted Sam and I numerous times.
I think that's the cool thing to do these days.
I don't think that's the cool thing at all.
I think it's really cool. How have you? And when you interrupt them, do you go, "Hope I'm not interrupting"? Because I've said that.
Well, a few times she's come in drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your new thing?
I used to live with them, and that was fun. Or, I mean, you don't live with...
No.
No, but...
You used to live with Sam?
I used to live with Sam.
Ah, right. Yeah. In mm-hmm. this era or the previous era?
No, just
just recently,
like,
she moved out, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Did you kick her out?
No, I did not. I have my own place.
No, I do. You?
Well, I think I was just tired of walking in on them all the time.
Yeah. Walking in on them doing
and
nothing.
I felt like I
doing
was
nothing,
just in
but
the way.
She'd be walking in ham-boned every time.
Oh, yeah?
Just
what
hammered.
Is Christina just like a party girl now, or does she have a problem, or what?
No, I think she has a problem.
Oh,
well, she's just drifting.
Right, she's looking for some meaning, and she's looking at the bottom of a glass for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now she's looking at Dawn of Day.
Right.
To help her.
The bottom of the
But she
glass.
Played drunk very well, because I'm really bad at playing drunk.
It's
are
hard.
You?
How it's
are you?
Really fun.
But well, you've had some practice, huh?
Yeah, you know, growing up.
Right. Growing up in Oklahoma, buddy.
I meant on screen trying acting drunk. I'm sure you've never had a moment in your real life.
I've tried to be sober in front of my friends' parents, my parents. So I guess you could say.
Right. Never done it. Never done it.
High school, yeah.
Never, ever.
College.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they, in Oklahoma... I guess you did high school in L.A., but
mm-hmm.
when you were 11, what were your cohorts drinking in Oklahoma?
hopefully not beer. Hopefully not alcohol, Bradford.
We were drinking...
Capri Suns?
Exactly. Yeah. Capri Suns. Yeah.
They're delicious.
Yes. Yeah. And the Hawaiian punch. That would always stain your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tang. Do you guys remember Tang?
I do remember Tang.
Yes.
Were
you spoonful whatever all that stuff that was in it that I would never drink
touch now.
Oh, Steve, you know what the best thing about watching your wife open a FabFitFun box is?
What is it?
Well, because it's like, I know Christmas wasn't too long ago. It's like, you know, you always worry about, did I get her the right thing? When she opens a FabFitFun box, the look on her face is the kind of look you want when you give her a gift, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, it's the I nailed it look.
Well, or you know, the cool thing is because we got the editor's box.
The winter editor's box,
right?
Yeah.
So the cool thing is my wife got a wallet in one of those boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Because prior to that, her purse was stolen.
It's like they knew.
Right? But I bought her a purse for Christmas, and she goes, that's great. I have a purse, but I don't have a wallet. And then we get the box.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
FabFitFun is
I love it.
Is just making dreams come true, really. It is. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the contents of each box, if you bought them at the store, would cost over $200. I'd say more, but whatever.
But it retails for what?
$49.99.
That's crazy. And with our fabulous listeners, with code AWESOME10, they can get $10 off their first box at FabFitFun.com.
And listen, if you know what you like, you can customize.
Yeah, they give you choices.
I don't know what I like. I like the surprise.
So you can make – they give you options where you can actually make it your own box. It's always cool because they know these people – are curators of cool stuff.
Listen, if there are guys who listen to the show, just buy it for your wife. Just do it for a gift.
You can't go wrong
because ladies love opening boxes. Okay? They love it. When those come to the door, my wife loves to open boxes. So, guys, I know there may not be a ton of guys listening right now, but just buy it for your wife, please.
And it's a great gift for yourself, too. So, and $10 off your first box, use a great code, not just a great code, an awesome code. AWESOME10, the number 10, 10, AWESOME10, for 10% off your first box at FabFitFun.com.
Do it.
So now you're back in the show. You're a active yoga teacher. So now do you find that does that provide a nice balance for you?
Yes.
A nice life balance?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there's something about, like, I mean, obviously, if you're here and you're going to be here full time, there's something to that. But if you're not and you're going to auditions and you're worried about this, you're worried about this, you're thinking about how my life's going to fit together. Having you know, a habitual practice that keeps you focused, keeps you motivated, keeps you breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Right.
Yeah, I think people underestimate or don't really think about the breath. If you're speaking about just, Yeah, just taking a few breaths. Just taking it's a few such deep a breath. Simple thing that we yeah. take for granted and that we don't really think about, and how it can have a major impact.
Sure. On your whole body.
Exactly. Yeah. Physically and mentally. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's funny, my wife, when, you know, as I said, she does yoga, and she would always tell me, talking about, you know, people that smoked. She always had surmised that one of the big allures to that is you end up focusing on these deep breaths. And there's something, so it's not just the nicotine and whatever that's calming you, it's the act of breathing, the ritualized act of breathing that is so...
Yeah, that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
And I've actually never heard of that.
Because if you think about it, because a lot of times people smoke because they're stressed.
Right.
Right. So then all of a sudden you're smoking, which obviously is not the greatest, but then you're taking those deep breaths.
And you're focused on your breathing. It's like, it's you know, it's thoughtful breathing, and it's something... And the act of it is, you know, the smoke is hurting your body, but it, in your head, you're probably thinking, like, this is for me. This is – I'm breathing for me. And so if you can find a way to do that without smoke and other
inhalants – I'm just going to go start
inhalants,
smoking cigarettes right now.
breathing itself, the air is actually nicer than smoke. But that act of doing that, it's something that we forget. And the people that have that ritualized inhaling of smoke – they have that ritual. If they can just eliminate the smoke and keep the ritual, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a whole thought process on just mindful smoking. So eventually, if you become aware of what you're actually doing,
sure.
and try to think about how it tastes, because people don't think, I mean, I think, I'm not a smoker, but I was listening to this TED Talk on it, and...
A TED Talk on quitting smoking, or a TED Talk on just loving smoking?
Quitting.
Part of it was about quitting and how you use mindfulness to do that.
Sure.
And not to just quit cold turkey, but to actually try smoking a cigarette and to be mindful in the process of how it tastes, what it feels like going into your body and all these things. And then eventually the guy was saying was that you realize that it doesn't taste good. I don't feel good afterwards, and it's just the actual, like, it's just mindlessness. But the breath, I think that's something that I hadn't heard about.
My wife,
which makes sense.
Super smart.
Yeah.
So I mean, Steve, you have a practice of sorts, and I don't know, as actors, as artists, having that sort of practice that helps bridge the balance your life between the craziness of the acting creative world and, you know, keeping your balance as a human.
Really, what's interesting, I think, with that is because I do have a morning routine, and we've talked about it before, but I like to take control of my day without the day dictating what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not waking up reacting. I don't want to wake up reacting to emails and texts and stuff. I want to take the time to control my day so I can breathe and get through the day and deal with things that are coming my way. So, but it's interesting is like what gets somebody to that point,
right?
To realize like, hey, wait a minute, I got to stop and I got to take a breath or, you know, not run to drinking for stress or doing something else. What gets somebody to that point of like, man, I just got to just stop and breathe and do yoga or figure out how to work on myself, you know, empower myself more and taking control. But it's just, I know it's always a progression to get there, but it's just an interesting thing because I don't think anyone ever really thinks about just the simple practice of taking five deep breaths changes you physically and mentally.
Oh, man.
Right now it will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it in a great way.
Sure.
So why aren't we doing that more? Why aren't we focusing on ourselves more? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, it's super easy not to. And when you have a 5-minute break, it's a lot. Sometimes it's easier to just go on Facebook on your phone or Twitter on your phone. But so it's building habits,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah,
well, it goes
you're
back
right.
to that's, mindfulness. It is. Yeah, and cultivating like you have your morning routine. But I think it's different for – it's going to take people different amounts of time
sure, of
to
course.
Get to that place. And depending on what you're struggling with, sometimes you have to hit bottom. Sometimes you don't. And, you know, figure it out what works for you. Or having people in your life to motivate you and inspire you and be there for you.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you brought presented your practice to anybody in your life? Have you been spreading the yoga gospel to your friends and family? And have you got some are your parents come take your class, or is everyone like, all right, Lexi, this is your thing, keep it where you are? Or, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's funny. My dad's never taken one of my classes, but since I started teaching, because he still lives in Oklahoma, he actually is taking yoga classes now.
Oh, awesome.
Really?
And I think it's really, and he's like an Energizer bunny. So
yeah.
It's really, really good for him because he just doesn't take the time to just sit and breathe, but he needs that. So I'm really proud of him. I didn't tell him to do it. He did it on his own, but I think it's great. And my sister wants to start taking classes with me.
Cool.
And so I guess I've never preached to it.
Sure,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But I guess inadvertently it's happened.
Right.
But
yeah.
I think you should.
I
think you should, because yeah. I'll tell you, I've never heard someone say, oh, I took yoga and that sucks. You know what I mean? I've never heard anyone say.
Unless they just had a really bad teacher.
I guess, right. But I've never, it's not like, you know, someone coming out of the gym going, I didn't even know what the heck to do in there. I'm never going back. You know, like right. Yoga is so focused on your mind-body connection that it's just a great thing. You
yeah.
know?
Well, and it's interesting in L.A., there are some people in L.A. that take yoga specifically for exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so certain teachers will
cater to
that versus mm-hmm. other teachers that are trying to give a more fuller experience that makes it sound like the other
spiritual
one.
Spiritual experience.
Yeah, or tie more elements in rather than just making them sweat.
Mm-hmm.
But L.A. is an interesting place for it because you would think everyone is laid back in California. Everyone is. But people are also very self-conscious in California and motivated to achieve certain goals that are based on things that aren't total wellness, but more just I need to look like this or whatever.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. In order to – so – that's an interesting thing that I've, in the California yoga community, I can imagine. And as a teacher, it's something that you have to manage probably, right?
Yeah, and I think the way that yoga has evolved too, it's definitely become more commercial. And people do take it just for the physical practice. And I have another friend who is a yoga teacher, and she is upset by that.
Yeah.
But I think it's really just about whatever your reason for being there and showing up. As long as you're showing up, I think eventually, hopefully, if you do it consistently, you will naturally probably go down that path of maybe exploring parts of yourself or getting in touch with parts of yourself and opening up and learning more about whatever it is, breath work or spirituality, whatever it is, and just creating a more balanced life.
Sure. Have you found it has affected your acting?
Yes, I think in high-stress situations, I feel like I am able to manage them more.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be aware of things that come up, emotions that come up, and not to judge them, but to just sit with them and figure out why am I feeling this? Why, you know, and asking why to these questions instead of pushing them down or judging
sure.
them, which I think is like a big challenge for me and for a lot of other people.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's cool because even just recognizing those things, then you have access to them too, right?
Yeah, just looking at them.
Yeah. And so you might find a character or a moment where you're like, it needs that,
mm-hmm.
and I know what that is now. Cause, so that's cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely opens up a whole nother.
Plenty of characters on our show that could use some yoga.
Christina being one of them.
Yeah, that's right.
She's searching.
She is. She might go down that path. Who knows?
So what has been – I know because people ask us all the time. So what has been one of your favorite storylines that stands out? You've won two Emmys, right?
Just one.
Oh, just one?
Just one.
What was the other award you won?
I was nominated for
– Did you win another award?
I mean
– Okay, then MDB was wrong.
Oh, wow.
Because I know you won. You won a couple years ago.
I won last year.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute.
Last year was for the Christina Parker storyline.
Not last year, the year before last.
Dude,
no.
she has her Emmy. She
dude,
has
I
she
have
won.
A picture of you with me and an Emmy.
I think that was probably your Emmy.
But I thought you won that year also. No?
No. Okay. I was nominated years ago for the teen abuse storyline.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so that storyline I really enjoyed playing. I feel like that was a really important one. And just the one that I won for last year, I think was... But those were both two really great storylines. So
how did that feel to just... Was it amazing to hear your name called?
Yes, especially because last year, my dad and my mom were there.
Amazing.
Like, especially to have my dad there because he's still traveling back and forth from Oklahoma to LA. And to just have something... Even though it shouldn't mean like everything, it's a huge accomplishment. And
sure,
so
100% it is. I mean, you guys have been on a journey as a family for 15 years.
So to have him there,
that's so cool,
and to have him like see me win was
the best feeling.
That's the best feeling.
Tremendous.
It was probably a better feeling for him.
He was crying
to watch you win. I can't even imagine my daughter winning.
Oh my god!
I mean, they get a little ribbon at school. I'm crying.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine an Emmy. I would just be a wreck.
Yeah. They've just given up like so much for me to be able to do this. So to have something like that to show that it wasn't just for nothing.
Sure,
because you know, good parents.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Shout out to Dad and Mom. That's
yep.
a good one.
Making it work because that's tough.
Seriously, they've been married for 33 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
wow.
He still works back there?
He still works back there.
And he commutes?
He flies back and forth every other weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel his pain.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I did it for a long time, but he's done it for much longer.
So what was the storyline for this last one? That was that wasn't the Parker one.
This last year was the Parker and Christina.
Right. That wasn't...
So me coming out to my family.
Right. Okay. The other one... The abuse storyline?
Yes.
I feel like that character's name was Parker 2 or something, no? it just sounded...
Kiefer.
Kiefer!
Ah!
Just two syllables.
Thank you.
Go. Kiefer.
Kiefer, that little jerk.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
that little jerk.
He could have been a Parker, though, right? Like, I don't know. He just looked like, I don't know.
Too cool for school.
So wait a minute.
Cool. Yeah.
So you're Sonny and Alexis's daughter.
Yes.
Okay. So is that a one-night thing?
I think... was just reading something recently. I think it was.
That sounded so like a studio. I was just reading something recently.
Yeah, I was just reading Encyclopedia Britannica.
According to my calculations,
yes,
it was
really
a one-night stand.
We should really have a book on, I mean.
I know. Right. We all need a book of the history.
A family tree or
something.
I'm
sure there is a book.
Well, there is, but.
I'm not sure where
we have it.
Because I'm not sure they've made a book with like the lineage since 1996.
Yeah, I know. They need to refresh the book because I need to know what's going on here.
I know.
So that was a one-night deal.
I think so, yeah.
And you have Sonny as your dad.
Yeah.
Well, because right. I remember...
Pretty cool.
I remember your...
it is pretty cool.
I remember your predecessor who was, you know, about... I'm half your size. You know, before you got rapid age syndrome.
Right, right.
I know her eyes went wide. She's like, there's nobody that played it. But I was like, no, she was a...
Yeah.
Because I remember when I first came on, one of the big storylines that I was involved with was Diego Alcazar, and we were going after him and Sam and Christina, little Christina. I forget what her name was. She was so sweet. This tiny little girl like ran into this warehouse and I was teaching her one of my first storylines with Nancy. Was when she had cancer, and I had come over to give her weed, but I was teaching little Christina how to hack, and I thought it was so cute. And,
oh, that's funny!
And so within a couple years, she was a teenager.
Sweet!
Wow!
Yeah.
So they never followed the hacking.
So
thing.
Uncle Spinelli,
so that could have been cool.
We had a relationship, and then they brought someone on that could talk more, and then they didn't want her around.
Like you were not talking to her.
You were not talking to that guy.
At all.
Anyway, so we have some history, but it was in like in a different universe almost, you know, like in a parallel universe where your ages are vastly different.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because we worked together once trying, like putting together a Valentine's Day for Sam and Jason. Do you recall that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's so crazy to think about. And when I watch the show and I see, like, clips from, like, the 80s, it's so crazy how we can do that. Like, we have all of that material.
Totally.
It's like, no other show, no other format, like, no one else can do that.
Yeah.
Like, we have to hire other actors to play younger versions, and we don't have to do that.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Mind-blowing.
Yeah,
I know.
It's really cool.
We tear open the space-time continuum and just put in something, and we're like, look, that's always been there, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
So now you're here, you're in the prime of your life. What is out there for you to grab? What is it that you have a great work life, you got a great practice, you got a great family. What else is out there for you that you want to grab?
So two things that are also going on in the process. I'm working on my first yoga retreat.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. That will be in Tanzania.
What?
Wow, you've picked a place since we've talked last.
The dates are TBD. I think, fortunately, I haven't put out the dates yet. We just got our dark weeks yesterday. So probably going to be in April or May. And then the other exciting thing is I've just enrolled in a writing class at UCLA.
That's
wow, good
fantastic.
For you.
It's always been something that's terrified me and something that maybe I think I was never interested in it because it terrified me. And then I've just gotten to a point where I have so many things that I want to write about, but I just don't know the format and the structure and the beats and everything. So
movies, TV, screenwriting, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So this is the prerequisite to all the other classes. It's the spec writing class.
Okay. Oh, cool.
That's great.
And the teacher actually wrote a script for General Hospital, like, back in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Funny. So, fun fact.
Yeah, right?
And so if I enjoy this class, it's like a 3-month course, then I might do the certification. There's like a writing program at UCLA Extension. So eventually I want to take like the pilot writing class because I have a pilot that I want to create.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's
great to have goals.
Well, and in this day and age, creating your own stuff is where it's at, and, you know, and cultivating that part of your brain too, that talent, the story.
Yeah, I never want to stop learning, so.
Yeah.
And that's good.
We're all storytellers in a way, but be able to tell a story on page rather than just saying somebody else's words. That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it should be a very empowering thing, which is what I'm looking forward to.
Good for you.
The power of Lexi. I love it.
I told you the Lexi alarm goes off when she comes in because she's powerful.
Damn right.
So with the retreat, though, let's go back to that for a second. You get to – because I've seen some of those on Instagram where – actually, a friend of ours has – she does those also. So would you take a group of people, 10, 15 people somewhere, 20? Is there a limit? Would you guys go for a week?
There's not a limit. Minimum, in order for it to work, realistically, would be a minimum of 4 people.
Okay, cool.
But space is kind of unlimited. I'm partnering with this organization called Off-Season Travel.
Cool.
And so, hence the name, they promote tourism in the off-season.
Yeah.
And it's a nonprofit. So my friend works for a nonprofit, and so she's partnered with them before. She owns her own nonprofit called Earthling. But yeah, so they've hosted retreats before, and so I get to kind of customize it and figure out what we want to do. I mean, we're in the Serengeti,
cool.
So that's going to be awesome.
Sheesh.
I've never been to Tanzania, but
forget
cool
the yoga part.
Right. I mean,
I'm going to the Serengeti.
Right.
Forget
Come,
that.
You don't even have to do yoga if you
don't
want to.
They got a gym there?
The yoga's optional.
They got a gym at the hotel? That's all I need.
I don't know.
Are you crafting the menu too?
No, but the food and lodging will be included.
It's all inclusive.
Yes.
Wow. That is so cool. What is the native alcoholic beverage to Tanzania? I got to figure that out. I got to research
Ooh,
that.
Good question.
I don't know.
Mead or no, like some sort of fruit wine maybe. I don't know.
Whatever. I know you'll figure it out when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
What's
local and delicious,
Where's the
folks?
Nearest watering hole here?
Yeah. And I know not a watering hole in a Serengeti. I don't want to lap up some dirty water next to a cheetah. I mean, an actual
yes,
water.
Yes, you would. Do they have jackals there?
I don't know. I think the North American jackal is more.
Are
than
there
jackal.
Different jackals?
Well, I mean, there are different types of wild dog animals. Yes.
So wait a minute.
Well, a hyena and a jackal are
they related?
I think so. They're like wild dogs.
Should we know this?
I don't know. Let's do some jackal. Yeah,
jackal education.
Jackalcation.
We'll do like a 2-minute jackal education after this.
Yeah,
it'd be amazing. Go ahead. What do you got, Lex?
Well, the most popular drink in Tanzania is tea.
Boo.
But alcoholic.
Oh,
drinks,
Mike's Hard Lemonade tea.
The locals prefer chai tea, apparently.
Okay. Teas.
Coffee is another favorite, but also...
This is going to be a boring time.
This is a wellness retreat.
This is a wellness
retreat. I know, Lexi. I'm kidding.
We're not going to be drinking
alcohol.
I'm kidding. I mean, unless you guys want... It's optional, but whatever.
Okay. I'm looking out for my friend here who's
there's
an alcoholic.
Also a beer, though, made from bananas.
Ooh, that sounds good. Something
like
buddy...
Like a sweet beer.
Our buddy Jeremy would like banana beer.
He's had it, dude.
He has had it.
It's spelled M-B-E-G-E.
McBeeg. Yep. Got it.
That's right.
McBeeg.
Yep.
That's McBeeg is like Budweiser there in the Serengeti.
Yeah.
It's banana beer everywhere.
Yeah. Banana beer.
Banana beer. Wow.
Who would have
thought?
It.
Yeah.
That's going to be the podcast title. Banana beer with Lexi.
That sounds so good. That sounds so good.
It has a nice ring to it.
Banana beer with Lexi.
Yeah.
That's
a
new podcast.
Awesome. Is there any way that people can go to learn about what you're doing and all the great stuff you're doing?
Yes. Well, I have my website. It's LexiAinsworth.com.
That's pretty easy to remember.
That's pretty easy.
Lexi with an I.
Yes. My Instagram is _LexiAinsworth and also my Twitter. And then for information on the retreat, I'm going to be doing an Instagram post on it. But it's going to be...
Just go to Lexi's Instagram and pay attention.
She's gonna release the
retreat details
coming
up.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right.
We'll do that for you.
Yeah.
Lexi, she's like, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Got it. And how is Instagram for the? Are you a millennial? I guess you're kind of a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah.
So is Instagram where you? Is that your?
Is that your main social?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just keep Facebook. Basically, to keep in touch with people from
of
other
my
countries.
Age.
No, like well,
she goes. She
no,
goes
my,
with people of
an older,
of,
more
mature,
advanced age.
Audience.
My grandpa has Instagram.
Senior
so.
Book.
Your grandpa has Instagram?
Yes, he does.
That's amazing.
Sure. He's with it.
He's one of the people with no followers and no posts.
Does he like post stories too? Does he do the whole racket? Like
he. No, he just likes and comments on everything. And he even, he sent, like, his,
the
thing that he loves to do is on Facebook, he'll send, like, those chain mail things.
Oh, no.
Where it's, like,
no.
something about, like, love my granddaughter,
sure.
like, send this. But then
sure.
I'm like, oh, that's
and,
so sweet.
It was
he
probably
took the time to write this. And then at the end, it'll be like, send this to 5 people
totally.
In 2 hours.
Right.
Or
she'll actually die.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah.
And he'll send
awesome.
Them to my friends, too. Like, he friend requested my friends. And so they'll text me all the time. I'd be like, your grandpa like sent me this. I was like, yeah.
Your grandpa requested me.
Well, did you ever see those like those the GIFs on Instagram or Facebook? And they're always by some radio station in some like podunk town, and it's like, you know, give your dog a hug day or something like that. And it's always like love WBZF you know, 97.9 The Whiz.
I feel like there's a holiday every day. It's like always International Pie Day or International Chocolate Day or something.
Well, those are serious days. Let's not.
I
make
hope
fun of those.
Today is Hamburger Day.
Hamburger Day. It is. It is a GH.
Yeah, but it's weird because I like there's no lines of my daughter's friends in high school will friend request my wife's Instagram.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I'm like, who does that?
Girls or guys?
Got both, but just
right.
because my daughter doesn't have one, either they're trying to, you know, see pictures of her that my wife's posting or it's
right.
just kind of it's like there's no hey,
yeah.
this is for you guys over here.
Right.
And this is for us.
Well, that used to be called Snapchat, but now Maurice has taken it over, so it's not safe for anybody. he's still the only remaining user, I think. But
I got rid of it.
Is Snapchat done?
I don't know, man.
Well, Instagram has that feature now, so it's
it
just
can't be. I'm sure that didn't help Snapchat.
Somebody in our picture line in Florida was taking pictures of us, and it was on Snapchat. She wouldn't take a regular photo, and then
because they have the filters.
They have the filters on Instagram.
Yeah, but she uses Snapchat. She'd take it with a filter and then save it to her photos,
right?
And then put it in other areas.
So like she wanted you to have like dog ears.
No, you had the bunny ears.
I had the bunny ears.
I don't jump in those photos.
Come on.
As soon as I see anything on me, I'm out.
Well, I mean,
they can't ever
see,
capture it, which is amazing.
See. Oh man,
not happening.
Well, I mean, art to that.
Bunny ears
not
are.
Happening.
I mean, anything
you,
added
dude,
to
I
me
hope
is
they
a
post
help.
That one. That was amazing.
How do you know? Do you know it was for serious bunny ears?
Dude, you had bunny ears in the picture when you took it.
I didn't.
How can you not see it? The thing had bunny oh. had a freaking bunny nose and ears.
Oh, that one. No, there was a woman that was taking, like, she had Jeremy take a non-selfie, but through Snapchat.
Right.
And
okay.
then made him save it.
Oh.
And I was like, well, because I don't know. In Snapchat, could you upload a photo from your library? I feel like
yeah.
you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was confused. I was like, why not take it in your library? And then disseminate it to whatever app you
yeah,
want
but some
later.
People just don't understand technology either.
Yeah, they you need a, they mean? Need a Lexi. They need a 26 year old in their life.
I'm not very good, but
yeah,
I try.
I'm
I
teaching
try
her some things.
We're at yeah. least when they get frustrated.
He's the one that told me to create a landing page for this yoga retreat.
Yeah, he's yeah.
I've tried.
Yeah,
well, got a lot of knowledge.
When they get frustrated, you can tell them to breathe. When
That's
they're getting
right.
frustrated mm-hmm. with technology,
exactly.
which is isn't that the recurring theme with technology? Getting frustrated.
Oh, man,
so. Well, thank you for
Lexi,
making,
you're
for making
awesome.
Us better people.
Thank you for making
more breathable people.
America yeah. better.
Making America.
Keep doing it.
Oh, man.
She has such a great energy and always so great to see
yeah.
her. So.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky to get to work with you guys.
Well,
at least
you don't really
us.
Work with me, so I appreciate
at,
that.
Yet.
But
at least one of us.
Yet.
Sure.
so. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
and,
you, Lexi.
Excited
Follow
to see
Lexi on
here.
Instagram.
That's right.
Retreat coming soon. Do
She's
it.
She's got stuff. Listen to her.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, she was great.
Awesome.
God, I mean, you know, it's we're so lucky. We've spent such a big piece of our lives with great people.
Yeah, it's been and it just with this forum of the podcast, you get to really know.
Right.
More about people. And, you know, Lexi and I talk a lot anyway. And
yeah.
and I knew she was into yoga. And I know she's trying to build a little business, which is great, which, you know, I'd love to help her with. But she's just such a good kid.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's
cool.
Gosh, I mean, you know, she was 16 when we met her, so we think of her as a kid. But
I know.
She'll
always be a kid.
I know. Poor girl.
I mean, but it's like, where does you, like, your kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, where... Like, when parents look at their kids, when parents are 70 and their kids are 30...
They're still kids,
but
right?
But where does it stop? Like, what age does it... Am I always going to see Jack as 12?
I know, man.
You know what I mean?
I
it's
know.
Just like... He had his first basketball game yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
How'd it go?
He scored.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he starts. So it's really cool. It was his first organized basketball game ever.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun. It was like, you know, 4-0 for... The first quarter,
yes.
Of course. They're just trying to figure things out and,
right.
you know, run some plays. And it was great, man. It was just so much fun. I was so happy I could be there because we came back from the road. We both got in super late.
Yeah.
We'll get into those stories.
Yeah.
But then I had to be at work. I got up at 4 to come to work.
That's right. Got you home know, at got like home midnight.
Midnight. Got up at 4 to yeah. come to work. And then I worked early that day. Literally, I was done by 9:30.
Oh, wow.
So I was able to go home.
Catch a little Z's. Right.
Help the wife. Get ready for Jack's basketball game.
Right.
And then Brooklyn had her first dance class.
Oh,
right after. So it was such a great day because I got to do
tremendous.
Both of those
what
things.
What a great day.
Which was so fun, man. It was so cool.
Juna had her first
basketball game when we were on the road,
We were on the road on Saturday. My wife sent me a video of her just like... Irish dancing down the floor.
Perfect. Dude, distract them.
Yeah, exactly.
The Irish dance, yeah. And then they go score a basket.
I can't wait. I'll see my first one on Saturday. I'm so excited. It was something she wanted to do last year but couldn't because it interfered with the spring play that she was doing. And she almost didn't do it this year. But and we kind of pushed her a little bit because it's so easy at this age. The whole class practices during gym class.
Right. So you got to just try it.
And then on Saturdays, the game's like a half hour.
Yeah, it's
and
a short game.
It's all her classmates, which
yeah,
who she loves.
It'd
so
be fun.
What a great easy introduction to a sport when later on, if you do it later on, you're going to there's more commitment, there's
yeah,
more
you're staying after and you got to
Yeah,
really...
and you know, if you're not good at it then, you might feel really bad about yourself, but right now it doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter at all.
So great introduction.
So,
so
that's cool.
That is great.
Yeah.
We had a great trip. I know we always say that, but man.
Well, first of all, we're just so lucky or blessed just to be out on the road.
Yes.
And we haven't been to Florida, you and I, together since before Chuck and then before that Super Soap. But we haven't done our show on the road in Florida ever.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
So much fun.
It was amazing. Orlando was amazing. West Palm Beach. And we had a great dinner in Tampa. We had a private dinner in Tampa that wasn't so private after all.
But you guys, the people that attended, were great sports, and we all ended up having a fantastic time.
We did have a fun time.
There were some challenges at the beginning, but true to the spirit of daytime and all of
we
us.
We will survive.
We will survive, damn it. And we had a blast. It ended up being super fun. I mean, we always know those things are going to be fun, but we just want to make sure people are comfortable and have what they need, and that's what we were worried about.
Yeah.
We appreciate you all for really just kind of being determined to have a good time like we were, and I think we did.
Yeah, we did. And then we did our last show was in Miami.
Sunday morning. I mean, how else do you want to start your Sunday by hanging out with these two jackasses?
And it was a new improv, which was really cool. It was a great room, amazing room.
It had that new comedy club smell.
Yes, whatever that is, sure. Because we've been in the old comedy club,
and we
smell.
Know what that one is.
We know what that one is. You know, it's crazy doing comedy clubs, right? These are kind of our venues now, and people here even like, what? You guys do a comedy show? What?
Right. What?
You know? And I say, yeah, we do a comedy show. Where do you do it?
Comedy clubs.
That's where comedy show.
I don't know if they expect us to say like the VFW.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. High school auditorium.
Shriners Hall.
Nationwide high school auditorium.
But. It's crazy, man. I mean, it's so cool because obviously we're not trying to be stand-up comedians.
No, we're not trying to be anything other than we are.
Yet some of the stuff we do is funny, and people enjoy it, and they laugh, and that's why we do this.
But sometimes we tell real stories.
Real stories, real jokes. But it's just so cool to be able to be in that world.
Yes.
Like we're dipping the toe in the pool in the comedy world.
Right.
These guys are circuiting all the time.
Right.
For the last 50 years.
Right.
And we're like, oh, wow, who played here?
I know.
Oh, this
it
is so cool.
Cool,
right?
Sitting in some of those green rooms, it's super cool.
You know, like legends.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit like that when we did the band years back and we'd play certain music venues.
Exactly.
I remember one time at the Wiltern. Mumford and Sons had played there the night before. Mumford and Sons. What did I say?
Wiltern.
Oh, that's in L.A.
That's
the theater. Yeah. They had played there the night before, and they had their own branded whiskey. There was a bottle of whiskey left in her dressing room, and it was like it said "Made for Mumford and Sons." And I was like, "Oh my god, this is so cool!" Just stuff like that. But we're experiencing that in these clubs now. The people that have signed the walls.
Yeah, that was cool. Like I didn't even put two and two together there, but with like the Wilbur and then all the BB Kings that we did and other, and then you see all these you're like, man, legends have played here.
Yeah,
for us to be able to even.
Step into the room.
Step in there and do it is so cool. But, you know, like we were saying, some of the comedy clubs are such hole in the walls.
They're lived in.
That it's kind of, it's crazy. And then there's, you know, the newer ones. Comedy's making a resurgence.
Yeah.
Basically, stand-up comedy is.
Yeah. I think the internet has really helped with that.
Yeah. There was a dry spell for a while, just like in any. There's ebbs and flows in any industry. But now, you know, this improv was...
It was sparkly.
It was crazy how big it was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Irvine one is too. It's big. It's their new big screen TV. I mean, screens everywhere. It was just really customer friendly.
Yeah, for sure.
It's great to play smaller rooms though too.
Oh yeah.
And it's great to play the big rooms they're definitely more interesting.
Sure.
You know, West Palm was, I don't know, 300 or 400 seats and we almost had that sold out.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
You know, for an afternoon show, the energy expended was severe.
That was a lot.
It was great.
That was a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
so grateful. It's amazing.
It's cool because it's like, you know, you have to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like people don't. I don't know if people think about it. You know, like today we're working. We're going to have to know our lines and we're going to go up on stage and do what we do. But being on the road, it's like you're just this, you know, we're like just out there ourselves.
Well, it's funny. You know, we we rented a minivan.
That's funny.
I think the last podcast we had, we talked about I ended up getting a minivan. I don't know. So people that saw us on tour knew that. But Steve, when I went to pick up the car, I was going to get like a Jeep Compass or something like that.
Cheap, yeah.
And then in the section that I could pick from, it was all picked through, and the only thing left was like a sedan, which wasn't going to work, or a minivan. And I was like, Steve's going to get his wish. So we had this beautiful Toyota Sienna that fit us all perfectly,
yeah,
and all of our stuff. And so, you know, for Orlando, we left Atlanta in the morning, after Atlanta, we drove for an hour to Macon.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, we had about 5.5 hours to Atlanta. So we were on the freeway to Orlando, the Florida Turnpike or whatever it was, for a long time. And then we get in and we have to turn ourselves on.
Yeah.
And do it. So it is an interesting – it's an interesting experience.
Yeah. And then Orlando, we stayed
– Oh, yeah. Steve was so excited because sometimes we will identify where the Dave and Buster's are in the area that we're playing. And Steve will try to book a hotel that is walking distance to one of these Dave and Buster's.
Sure.
If Dave and Buster's ever started a hotel chain, we would stay in all Dave and Buster's hotels.
Yes, we would.
But that has not happened yet.
No.
It might be in the works.
Maybe we can
talk to them about
it. It might be.
But
I thought, you know, because it was kind of the one night we could take some time and go out, and we like to just go play some video games, have some food, you know, maybe
a beverage or two.
But dude, we were just tired.
Yeah.
We were just tired. We were wrecked. It was tiring. And you know, we got to Dave and Buster's, but it was the only place open for food.
That's true. It ended up working out that Dave and Buster's was still the right choice. And the food was great.
Yeah.
But we didn't play any games. So I'm not sure how many people go out to dinner to Dave and Buster's to just go out to dinner. But that's what we did.
Yeah. And it was a nice one, too.
It was stunning.
It was like the Mecca.
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful one. I know. That was the thing. It was not only was the dining area nice, but we were looking kind of longingly over to the gaming section because it was one of the bigger ones we'd ever witnessed. And we just didn't have it in us to partake that night.
Yeah, so Miami, we had a show in Miami, and we all had to catch a flight.
Yeah.
Like, our show ended at 3, and then VIP sometimes takes an hour,
yeah,
you know, 4. But my flight was at 5:25.
Right. Mine was at 6:05.
And yours was at 6:05.
And Jeremy's was at 5:45 in Fort Lauderdale?
Correct.
Woof.
So yeah. That was not great.
Yeah.
And
thanks to the wonderful government shutdown, TSA made it. It was hard. That was the
That was our only saving grace. We're like, okay, we're TSA. We'll be able to make it through.
Pre-check, right? Yeah, so if we hadn't been that we might have had some trouble. Yeah.
No, they didn't have a line for me.
Well, and I'm saying if we didn't have the pre-check, it would have been trouble.
I did not have the pre-check.
You didn't? How not? I thought you were pre-check.
I am pre-check.
But they closed it.
They closed the pre-check line. So I'm there. I'm like,
oh, man.
This line is the longest freaking line I've ever seen. And I go, I got it. Because I already had a small – if I didn't make the connection in Dallas,
you're
I was dead.
Dead
anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, I gotta figure this out. So three girls, foreign girls, don't know where they were from.
Yeah.
Were in front of me.
Right.
Because they had some type of – pre-check or whatever they were trying to get through, but they couldn't speak English.
Right.
And the other people couldn't understand them, so they were just like, I don't know. They're like, showing the time, and I'm like,
sure.
I don't know. So we're waiting in line, and then they started getting antsy, like, we're going to miss our flight to wherever we're going.
Right.
And so the one girl could kind of speak broken English, right?
Sure.
And I was trying to talk to them, but obviously they didn't know what I was saying, and they didn't know what I was saying. But we both know we were in a hurry.
Right.
Right, that we had to get through security. So they started to talk to people in front and show them the thing, right?
And people would let them pass.
And let them pass. So I acted like I was –
You joined the group?
I 100% – I joined the group, baby!
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And I'm going through the whole snake line.
Right.
Like,
did they know you were doing this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They go, you come.
That's great.
Right. I'm like, thank you.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go. So I'm like, yeah, I'm with them. I know.
He's a handsome American.
No, I'm just trying to, you know. So I made it through. And, of course, as soon as I make it to my gate, delayed.
Oh, boy.
25 minutes.
But you still made your connection.
I made my connection.
connection by like 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. If not, I would have had to have take a later flight out. There was a 2-hour flight later from into LA.
Yeah, from Dallas.
Lands at 1 a.m. I would have just come here.
Right.
Slept on my couch and got up for work.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it worked out, man.
Yeah, dude.
It just could have been a little less stressful, but
I know that last
day
well,
was
well,
just,
cuz you know we did the picture line after Miami, and you know, we were so we love the picture line cuz we get to see people and see people that, you know, meet new faces, see people that we've, you know, reconnect with people that we've seen before and thank them for coming back. But we had a hard out, as they say.
Like, yeah,
we had to leave at a certain time, which is not our preference. We would prefer to stay there as long as we can.
Yeah, we did have to take a photo with this girl that we know now, who's a fan of the show and Stone Cold the Jackal, Michelle, who got an amazing tattoo.
An amazing tattoo
of the GH logo,
right?
With
our little stick figures on either side.
Stick figures,
yeah. And then I think the plan was for us to sign it, and then she was going to have our signatures penned in too.
I go, Michelle, what are you doing? She goes, sign my arm. I go, for what? She goes, it's going to be a tattoo. I go, no, you're not doing this.
And
she's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Sign it.
I think she went the next day. So, Michelle, we applaud you. We thank you for your good taste and your support. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
And thank you to everybody that came out for our tour last week. We had such a blast. We hope you did too. Yeah. We're looking forward to more dates coming up in the year.
We're looking at April now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work this April out. I know we're doing Sacramento and San Francisco for sure. We have some other dates, other places that we're looking at. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys. But again, as usual, we're super grateful that you guys come out. We're so grateful to be able to do this and talk to some people on the show and talk to people that are pretty awesome. So,
absolutely,
thank you.
And with that,
oh, what are you doing?
Mean tweets. This is in response to, I think, someone that likes you.
Likes me?
That likes you is
okay.
A response to someone that likes you. Saying, expressing their dislike for someone else, let's say.
Okay, so somebody...
Somebody that likes you was expressing their dislike for someone else.
Okay.
And this is a reply to that.
Okay.
Got it?
I think so.
We don't care for Duck Lip Jason either. Duck Lip Jason. See, I didn't make that up, dude.
Yes, you did.
I didn't make that up.
You
I didn't make that
bastard.
Up. Yeah.
You started this.
Oh, man.
Son of a...
We don't care for Duck Lip Jason either. The human tampon.
Oh, gosh.
Inserted into every storyline. So,
wow.
So here's the thing.
Wow.
Now, with your,
I am soft.
I wasn't sure if it was like, hey, you're a tampon because of your head straight up.
This person's got a problem.
Or if it was a metaphorical, and she's going for like not a literal tampon, but you're the metaphorical because you're inserted into every storyline.
Yes, I get. I know what it means.
Okay, but I wasn't sure. I was trying to take it as many ways as I could.
I'm sure you were. You like that one, huh?
Oh, it's funny. Well, because, you know, I know less about what's happening in storylines these days.
Sure.
But back in the day, you tended to be involved in every storyline in some fashion, which was really cool for you. I tended to be involved in a lot of storylines too, which was great. But I can imagine for someone that doesn't like you, that would be frustrating.
Who?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Who could dislike you?
What?
I know.
That's ridiculous.
What is unlikable?
No, look, for my, you know, for Jason, the character,
Jason.
He's just always been, since he became Jason Morgan, he'd always be the one who travels into stories.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of like the messenger or transporter
where
you're just going from, you know, story to story or bridging stories or whatever it was. And, you know, listen, I'm grateful.
Totally.
But guess what? That means I'm here all day.
Well, that's true, too.
Because I'm in every set. when Sonny's done at 9 a.m.,
right.
I'm here till 7.
Yeah.
Because I'm in other stores.
Sweeping up after Sonny's
mess.
But
it's fine. It's cool, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, the cool thing is that you end up having, you know, your character has great relationships with other characters that aren't always. See, not everybody gets to talk to their friends on GH, right?
Sure, yeah.
You only talk to the person you're romantically intertwined with.
Right.
Sometimes that happens.
You don't ever really get outside your circle sometimes.
Right. So, like, if you're in a pairing with somebody, your scenes are going to be with them.
Yeah.
You don't often get to just talk to, like, the people that you're friends with. Like,
right.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so, I get to interact with a lot of other people.
Right.
Which is cool.
You know, not everybody's job is a part of their storyline. Your job is a part of your storyline.
Yeah.
Your friendships are the storyline. Your romance is the storyline. Because you have a character that has so many stories have been told about him over the years that there's just it's just everything's involved. Everything's fair play.
Right.
Rather than having it to be an introduction of like, oh, Jason got a new job at the department store. He's selling suits now. So that would be a new storyline that would have to be thought out. It's already, you know, so that's, I think, yeah.
So.
And you're a fine actor and a fine looking man.
And a tampon. That's a good one.
That's a good one. All right. We have a question, a very thoughtful question. We like to sometimes back up a mean tweet with a thoughtful question.
Yes.
Yes. So this question is from Jessica Albright. Thank you so much for your question.
Oh, Jessica. Jessica, I love that name, Jessica.
Right. Good name.
Actually.
Her question is, when a scene at the end of an episode is backed up a few seconds at the beginning of the next episode, how is that written in the script? How is it directed? So that's a very good question, and it has changed.
It has changed
because it's funny. Steve and I, when I read this question to Steve, we actually had a thoughtful conversation about it
before we
talked about it here on the podcast. I think in the old days, it used to be the same footage.
It was, So basically, what they call it is a rollback, right? So if there's a scene at the end of the day on Monday, they'll just try to give you a little bit of an intro of what that was to get you into the next day.
Right, so you know what the heck they're talking about.
So years ago, although that rollback scene would be in the new script, right? You'd have the scene that was prior in the old script or the script day before, and then the rollback scene would be in the new script. Usually, the director of the – they would basically – take the chunk that you already shot and make that the rollback.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Does that make sense?
What aired the next day would air again the day after.
Correct.
Yes.
They would just use the same footage.
Same tape.
They wouldn't reshoot it like it was in the new script.
Correct.
Right? They would just use the footage that we already shot. But since budget has come into play.
Yeah.
And you have to pay technically the director who's the director of the day.
Right.
Anyway,
of that episode.
Correct. So, so you're not paying someone twice.
So, if you put footage from another director's episode into the current episode, you'd have to pay that director as well.
Correct.
And now we recreate it. The director of the current episode recreates what the other show had, and we shoot that as it's the same. The lines aren't always identical either.
No, they're not. Sometimes they'll almost like do a little bit of, you know, what the heck word I'm talking about. They'll make it a little more concise than the scene was before.
Right. They'll try to probably bring in more points because the last line of the last show tends to be a bit of a cliffhanger.
Correct.
So they'll tend to give you a little more information that maybe was in there, and it might be a few lines of information that they'll put into one line.
Right, pretty much.
But that's how it happens now. So now,
which for actors we don't like it.
It's weird because if you had a really cool moment for the other episode, and you have to recreate it without getting into the space that you were in, if that makes sense, your headspace, it can be hard to do that.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's what we get paid to do, but sometimes the rollbacks are emotional scenes.
Sure.
They can be, you know, and then you got to start
You got to start high.
You got to start high.
Yeah.
And get back into it, which is fine because that's right. what we do. Yeah. But sometimes you have such a great take. You're like, oh.
Right.
Can't we just use that? That one? That was right. so good, you know? Yeah. So, but that, Jessica, that's a great question.
Technical. We
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Never so, had that question before. Nice.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you to Lexi. Thank you again to everybody we saw this past week. And that's awesome. We'll be back again next week.
That's awesome.